Following is a seminar given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 15, 1992 in Sri Mayapur. The talk occurred during the Chaitanya Leela Seminar.
Vidya Vachaspati said that my whole dynasty is fortunate because your lotus foot dust has come here to my house. So now everything is yours. You can stay here and I won't tell anyone. It's your house
for your service.
Sunitar bhakku prabhu santosh hoila tan bhagye koto dina tathai rahila. So Lord Chaitanya was pleased with his words and he remained there for some time, a few days. So jerudhai ki kokkana gopya hoy sarvaloka sunileka prabhura bhijay. But can you keep the rising sun a secret? All the people very soon heard that the Lord had returned back to Bengal. Nobody badi sarvodi ke koilo thani bachuspati ghore aila nyasi choramoni. In the house of Vachaspati, the top crown jewel of all the sannyasis has come. Ya lokera hilo chitte ulas. Hearing this, the people became very, their consciousness became filled with ecstasy, excitement. And their whole bodies, they felt like they were living in, even though they were in this material world with material bodies, they felt like they were in Vaikuntha. They were so happy to hear that Lord Chaitanya had come back. Anande sakalo kabole hari hari. Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Sti putra deha geha sakala pasari anyanye sarvalo ke kore kola holo. Women, sons, house, body, everything was forgotten. Every person, they all became completely excited and unable to contain their enthusiasm. Chalo dekhi ki atan charana mujhwal. Let's go and see his lotus feet. Let's see the lotus feet of Govanda. 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 Ato bole sarvalok parama ulase. Agu pachu guru loka dahika sambhashe. So saying that, everyone, they just started running with great enthusiasm. Someone was ahead, someone behind, some were older people, but nobody was thinking about any etiquette. They're just running. They're just going very hurriedly towards Lord Chaitanya. Ananta abut lok bholi hori hori. In saying here, unlimited hundreds of millions of people. Meaning it's just like, I'm just, you cannot count. So many people. They're all chanting, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari! Hari Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Chali lena deki bari Gauranga Sri Hari! Gauranga!
Sri Hari!
So they all ran to see Gauranga, Sri Hari. Pata nahi pai keho lokera gohane. Bondhal Bangi Jai Purbu Darshane. There's not enough room on the road for so many people, so they're smashing through people's gardens, they're going through their fields. It's just a mob of huge, unlimited people going. Suno suno are bhai chaitanya khyan je rup korila prabhu sarva jivatran. Listen, listen, my dear brothers, to the glories of Lord Chaitanya, how he has delivered all the fallen souls. Bondal kantaka bhangya lokadhai tatapi anande ke ho dukkha nahi pai. Although they are breaking to the forest, to the gardens, but nobody gets had. Somebody is going, hey, what are you doing, my garden? Kauranga! Kauranga! Kauranga's come! Then, they jump also, break down the next person's garden. Nobody is thinking, nobody is caring. Once they hear Kauranga's there, whoever was disturbed, they all joined the crowd and ran also. Lokera gohane jatarananya chilo khane ke sakal dibba patamaya hoilo sab dikhe lok sab hari bhuli jai hanaranga kare prabhu si gauranga rai. The Lord Chaitanya calls this transcendental pastime that literally there was like an ocean, a whole forest, an ocean of people. And everybody just went out on the street. Whatever they were doing, whatever they were busy with, they forgot everything and they ran out on the street. And they're all chanting, Gaur Hari!
Gaur Hari!
Sab dike loka sab hari bole jai. Keho bole mui tan dhuriya chalan. Magi moja moti mo kandaye bandan. Someone said, I'm going to grab his lotus feet. I'm going to beg him to free me from this material bondage. Keho bole, mui tani dekhile norami, tabei sakal paaye magimu bakene. If I can see him with my eyes, I have nothing to ask for. I'll have everything that I can desire just to see him. Keho bole mui tane janui mohima, jato ninda kori acho tar nahi sima, ebe tan pada padma dhuriya hidaye, magi mukhi rupe mor se papa guchaye. Now I know his greatness, I know who he is. Now I realize I committed so many offenses against him, criticizing him. If I get him, I'm going to grab his lotus feet and beg him to forgive me for all my offenses and sins. Keho bole mor putra paramajuar, moriye bhor jano na khilayar. Like that, everybody's thinking what they're going to ask Lord Chaitanya. Someone's thinking, I'll ask for a blessing for my son to become a good devotee, or someone's thinking that how I'll just take shelter of his lotus feet and touch my head to his feet. Then someone's thinking, I want to get the blessing to simply always be with Gaur Sundar. And this way everyone, all the people, they're all just in so much expectation. They're going ahead in great transcendental bliss. Kone ke ailo sabaloka ke aghate, ke ari korite par purilo sankate. So within a few moments they arrived at the boat god. And they're the boat ferrymen. They're there to carry across people across the river. So, all of a sudden, everyone appeared. Sahasra sahasra loka agnaye chore, boro boro noka sekane bangi pore. Thousands and thousands of people. They're all going. So they all jump on the boat. The boatman saying, no, no, not so many. The boat sinks and they're up to their knees in water. Some of the boats are broken into pieces, and people, they're all stuck on this side. All the boats are destroyed. Gauranga! Nana dike lok khayariye bastu diya par hoye jai sabe anandita hoya noka jena pai. So some people, somehow they got across by boat. giving whatever they had, their cloth, something, they didn't have money. Somehow they got across. And those who didn't get the boat, they thought of different ways how to cross the river. Some people, they just start swimming across the river. Some people cut down a banana tree and they tie it and they start using it as a raft to get across. Somebody is just swimming. And this way, through all the sights, they are everywhere, all around, all you can hear is people shouting, Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Brahmanna Baraye Janahena Matasuni. So now the whole universe was about just like filled with the vibration of Gaura Hari!
Gaura
Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Sattva Mahasoy. Now people, they were just mad to see Lord Chaitanya, some by boat, some by swimming, some by raft, some any way they could. They somehow or another, they are going across the river. Who else but the Lord himself can attract all the people to go with so much spontaneous enthusiasm, so much attraction?
Hanumati Ganga Par Vaya Sarvajan Sabe Dharan Bachas Patira Charan Paravasukiti Tumi Mahabhagyavan Jagvare Aila Chaitanya Bhagavan.
I see the river, there are so many people crossing the river that the whole river became black. Ganga is normally saffron or brown color, but that day it became black with so many people's black hair from their heads. It was just filled with people. And when they finally got across, some people reached to Vachaspati, grabbed his lotus feet, say, you're the most fortunate person. You're the most pious spiritual person. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to your house. So you're so blessed, you please deliver us now. Bhavakupe potit papishtami sab. Akugabe na janilo tananubhav. We are so sinful, we are fallen in the dark well of birth and death. We were from the same village as the Lord, but we couldn't understand his greatness, who he was. Ekane dekhao tan charana jugal thabe abhi papi sahayo safal. Let us see his lotus feet. Let us see his lotus feet now, that all of us sinful people will be freed from our offenses and sins. Dekhiya lokerati vidya bachaspati santoshe rotan kore vipra mahamati. When Vachaspati saw the eagerness and devotion of all these people, he couldn't control himself, but tears started coming in his eyes to see all these people coming with so much devotion for Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Savalai ailena apana mandire laka koti loka moha hadi dani kore.
So in this way, there's so many people came to his temple. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, there's so many people without being able to count. They came over to his temple and they're all chanting, Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Haribol!
Hari dani matra sune sabara bolane, ar bhakya keho nahi bole nahi sune.
Every mouth, every person was chanting the holy name of Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Karuna Sagar Prabhu Si Gaura Sundar Savaudharite Hoyachena Gauchar Hari Dani Sune Prabhu Parama Santoshe Hoylan Bahir Lokir Bhagya Vase. The Lord is an ocean of mercy. Si Gaura Sundar, when he heard everyone chanting the holy names, he became very satisfied and therefore he came out to give his blessings to all of the people. Kise si vigrahira sandutja manohar, se rupe upama se se kolivar, সর্বদাই প্রসন্ন শ্রীমুখ বিলক্ষণ আনন্দ ধরাই পূর্ণ দুই শ্রীনারায়ণ. It's describing here, very poetic language, the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. His form was a transcendental form with so beautiful that it attracts the mind of the whole universe. And no comparison can be made with this form or this body. But simply by seeing his face, you become immediately filled with spiritual satisfaction. And his eyes are just like what? His eyes are so beautiful, so attractive, that they just put one in a kind of current of ecstasy, a kind of flow of bliss. So practically, when the devotees were watching with their eyes to see the Lord, that it was as if they were licking the sandalwood paste off the Lord with their eyes. This is the example given here. I mean, it was so much intensely they were looking that it was like they were applying a sandalwood or licking it or applying it. You can say applying it with their eyes. I mean, their eyes were glued to him is what we can say in English, in normal uses. So, the Lord has, of course, the Lord has got sandalwood all over his body. He's got a full flower garland on his chest. He walks like an elephant, very strongly. His arms are down to his knees. He raises his two hands high in the air. And just like a lion's roar, he tells everyone, Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol! So when the people saw the Lord, the people were surrounding him from all the sides, then all of that, the people just started chanting, Hari Hari! Gaura Hari! And they started to dance in ecstasy. Dandavad hoi sa pore bhumi tole. And then they paid their flat out prostrate obeisances before the Lord. Anande hoya mugna hari hari vole. And then they kept on chanting, Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol! Everyone raised their two hands and prayed to the Lord. Uddara ho prabhu ara sabha papishtare. Deliver us, Lord. We are all sinners. Ishat Hashiya Prabhu Sarvaloka Prati Ashivad Koren Krishnate Haumati. The Lord smiled over all the people and he gave them all a blessing. May you all be attached in pure devotion to Lord Krishna. Nita Gaur Siddhanath Bhavanandi Hari 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 Bolo Krishna Bhajaya Krishna Sama Krishna Nam Krishna house of our jivan dhanopran. Chant the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, listen to Krishna's holy name. May Krishna be all of yours, life, your wealth, your very life and soul. Sarva loke hari bole suni ashirvad, puna puna sabe karen kakur bhad. So when the people heard his blessing, then again they started chanting, Hari Bol! Jagat uddhar lagi tumi gora rupe avatirna hola sochi garbhe navadvipe. In order to deliver the whole universe, you have come in disguise, your hidden form, in the womb of Mother Sachi in Navadvip. We are all sinners. We couldn't recognize you. We are in a dark well. And we are just suffering, eating so much unfortunate things. You are ocean of mercy. You are really the well-wisher of all people. Porahitokari. Please have your mercy on us that we will never stray away from your lotus feet. Emote sarvodike loke stuti kore. In this way, all the people, they're offering prayers to the Lord. And this way, Lord Chaitanya is inducing everyone through his own transcendental mercy to engage in this pastime. Manushya hilo puripurna sarvagam nagachatta prantereyo nahistan. The whole place was filled with people. The whole village, the whole city, the roofs, the roads, the everywhere. Just there was no place anymore. Completely packed. Everyone, everyone wanted to see again and again. Their eagerness to see the Lord was increasing more and more. Thousands and thousands of people. They're all going on tree, one tree. They're all climbing in a huge tree just to get a glimpse of the Lord. And some people to get on a neighboring house. So many people went on the house. Only by the Lord's mercy, the house didn't just break and collapse and kill them all. No house could hold so many people. And everyone wanted just to see that Lord, that moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya. And then again the Lord was chanting, Harivas!
Harivas!
Just like a lion. So people are running from all sides coming to see the Lord. Nobody went to their house. So the Lord knows how to increase everyone's desires in various ways. And all of a sudden, and He knows how to increase, you know, He knows how to expand various types of mellows and how to have various kinds of play with His devotees. So all of a sudden the Lord somehow He disappeared from everyone's vision. And in the village of Kulia, He was not able to be seen. He took Nityananda with Him and so many other associates. And they went away from there, not telling Vachaspati. They got to Kulia. And there, the more people were in the great separation of the Lord. Chaturdike vachaspati lagila chahite kotagelo prabhu nahi payen dekite vichar koriya vipru prabhu na dekhiya khanide lagila uddho badana koriya. Vachaspati looked in all the directions, where's the Lord, where's the Lord? Then he said, oh no, he's gone. And he started crying with his hands and his face in the air. He was crying in separation of the Lord. Birale achena prabhu bariya bitare ei gyan hoyache sabar antare. The Lord left the house hearing the holy name. Thousands and millions of people are all chanting the holy name. The heavens, the earth, the hellish planets, everyone was like everywhere filled with people singing the holy names. Then, but after some time, Vachaspati went outside and he told the people that which direction, where he's gone, I don't know anything. I'm a sinner. And because of that, the jewel of the sannyasis has left me. I'm telling you truthfully, my brothers, I'm telling all of you, I don't know where Chaitanya has gone, to which place, which village. But people don't believe him. They think he's cheating. Actually, he's hiding Chaitanya in his house. So they're not believing that he left. They think maybe he's there and he's not telling the truth. So somebody, as many people as possible, Vachaspati took in his house. Look it, I'm alone. You tell everyone. Then everyone grabbed the lotus feet of Vachaspati. Akbar Matutar Dikimu Noyane. Tobe sobe gore jai anandita hoya, evhakku prabhustane janai bhagya. So at least you have seen the Lord once, and we have been able to see the Lord once. So they went home, relieved that they could see the Lord even once, after such a long separation. Kabu nahi langi ben tumar tvachan, jamote amara papi pai darasan, jato mate vachaspati prabodhya koi, kahar chitete ar pratya nahoi, koto kone sarvaloka dekana paya, vachaspati ro bhole mukhe rahoya, gore lukaya vachaspati nasimoni, amasava bandana kuhiya mityavani. Oh, now they're still thinking that he's, but some people are still thinking that he's not telling the truth. And they thought they're discussing how the people don't want, actually the people didn't want to believe that the Lord was gone. So a lot of discussion was going on. But some people were getting very angry. So Vachaspati was becoming very sad in the separation of the Lord. So on two sides, one side Vachaspati is suffering because he's overwhelmed with separation of the Lord, and the other side, people are all criticizing him, thinking that somewhere he stashed Lord Chaitanya, and they're not believing him. Even they look, they think they just, they don't want to think that he left. So he's sitting there suffering from both sides. Then all of a sudden one Brahmin came up to him and told him that Chaitanya Gosai has gone to Kulianagar. That's the present city of Navadvip, is Kulianagar. There you can have your eyes filled. If you go there immediately, you can see him. As soon as Vachaspati heard, he became fully satisfied. And he embraced that Brahmana very joyfully. Just at that time, so many people came there. So he told everyone, you people are all giving me the blame. You're thinking I've hidden the Lord somewhere. Well, listen, the Lord is in Kulianagar. There, one Bija Shrestha, one top Brahmin has told me, let's all go if this word is true. This is what a Brahmin has told me. So all the people, they all started chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol! And they all went with Vachaspati. And that time, in very great eagerness, they went forward. Kuliya Nagoreya Yailena Nasi Mani, that the jewel of all the sannyasis has come to Kulianagar. So all that message went everywhere. People are just running mad through the streets everywhere looking, where's Lord Chaitanya? They've gone over to Vidyanagar. We went to Vidyanagar, and that from Vidyanagar they heard, no, he's where the presidency in Navadvip. We took us the whole day to walk. It must have been about how many? About at least 12 kilometers. As soon as the people heard, no, he's there, Kulia. Kulia means what's today Navadvip. Koladvip. They all running, okay, let's, they all head over there. And then they start singing, the jewel of the sannyasis is there in Kulia. So like this, people are mad. Sabe ganga madde nadiyai kuliyai sane matte sarva loka mahanandidai. So there, nadiya, Kulia is just by the side of the Ganges. Everyone's running there now. Vachaspati gamete joteka loka chilo tar koti koti gune shakala barilo. Kulia rakashana jaye kothan tahabani bare shakta sahasvadan loka loka lok vaila kota hoite najane koteka par hoi kotum. Anyway, thousands, I mean lakhs of people, hundreds of thousands of people, from where they came, nobody can say. They all started to converge now on Kuliagram, looking for the Lord. Although everybody, now so many people are again, see there was 9 islands, so between each of the islands there was rivers in those days. So again they had to cross over various smaller rivers to get to one island to the next. Now it's only 3-4 islands. 2-3 islands, basically, but not even islands. 3 areas with rivers crossing. But that time it was more distinct islands. So you had to cross over the river. So again, the whole Leela of sinking boats was going on again. People rushing here and there. People madly going, looking, where's Lord Chaitanya? In this way, the Lord had got everyone completely eager to see him. So in this way, again, the people are crossing over to the Kuliagram. Again, the Ganges is filled with people. The news came out that he's gone over to Kulia. So again, from Navadvip, people are going to Kulia from different places. All of a sudden, that little village, this quiet village, are just packed with people. Where they come, nobody can say. There's no place to stand. People are looking, where is Lord Chaitanya? And everybody is chanting, Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! But they can't find where Lord Chaitanya is. They're all looking madly. Vachaspati, he was also looking. And when he started to cry out, at that time by his call, he got Gaurasundara to reveal himself. As soon as he saw the Lord, he paid his obeisances. Everyone paid their obeisances, flapped. Chaitanya Avatar, they're glorifying again and again. They're chanting mantras again and again, offering their obeisances again and again. They're saying, you come to deliver the whole universe in this form of Lord Chaitanya. You've come to deliver those who have fallen in that dark well of birth and death. Your mercy is as big as an ocean of water. Even birth after birth, we simply want you to be always in our consciousness. They're praying that may always in our heart, may your transcendental mercy, your holy Dhamma, may it always be present in our heart. In this way, they're praying, they're chanting slokas, and again, Vachaspati is offering his obeisances. So hearing all these prayers from Vachaspati, Gaurasundara replied, Vachaspati is praying. He's praying to the Lord that, in great humility, praying in so much humility that he wants simply to serve the Lord. It's actually quite a long prayer here. We're getting at the end. So what he's praying is that Vachaspati found the Lord and prayed his obeisances to him and offered all these prayers, and then he finally said, just for a moment, if you could go. Nobody believes me that you left my house. They still think I'm hiding you in my house, basically. So he's saying, you're to deliver all these people. Actually, they're very unfortunate. I'm very unfortunate. But for one moment, if you just give them your mercy and show them, then they'll be delivered. And so the Lord, again, he appeared to all the people. And again, everybody, they all paid their prostrate obeisances. And the way they could, everyone started to offer their own prayers to the Lord. And he had thousands of people shouting, Hari! Go Hari! And all at once the people are just shouting out whatever prayers to the Lord they can. And there's a huge sound, the whole, there's a Bashilo Shakalok Ananda Sagore Sosta Sosta Kirtaniya Sampradaya. Thousands and thousands of kirtan groups with madrangas and kartals and just hundreds of thousands of people all there. Anyway, in this way, the holy name filled the entire world by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So here Lord Chaitanya, he was being criticized by the students. Why are you chanting the names of the Ashtashakis, the gopis? And so many trouble they caused him. So then Lord Chaitanya said, just to save these people, let me take sannyas. They'll respect me, at least as a sannyasi. In those days they'd respect. He took sannyas, he went to Nilachal. He came back here, and that time he was gone, about 10 years. Or maybe less, but quite some time. The people became so much in separation of the Lord. You can see that when he finally returned, just although he didn't come here directly to Navadvip, he became on the other side of the river. The people were mad to see him. And every one of them was completely surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. The people became completely Chaitanya conscious. So after this, he literally flooded the whole place with the Harinam Sankirtan in a most inconceivable way. So sometimes when people feel the separation of the Lord, actually their appreciation grows. This is one of the secret aspects of Lord Chaitanya's movement, is that these separation increases. Everyone should worship the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. By his mercy, all kinds of ignorance, all types of obstacles on the spiritual path, everything is destroyed, everything is removed. So this is a great opportunity for us to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. Actually, Prabhupada was present, but so many people didn't appreciate how great he was. And now many people are praising and appreciating his great contribution. But except by some rare transcendental appearance beyond the time and space, it's not possible for people to get his direct vision. But we can get his vision through his books and through his devotees and through other means. But here, the Navadvip Basis, they are feeling like that we've lost. Lord Chaitanya is left, but somehow he appeared before them, came back to Navadvip, to Kulia, other side,
gave all of them this benediction, appearing to them in different places, and then he went on. So, these are some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya went on to North Bengal and met Rupa and Sanatan, and then ordered them to go to Vrindavan, and he gave them initiation. Like this, his pastimes are continuing. Even now, his pastimes are continuing. Those who are very fortunate, they can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even today, if they have the special vision. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!